Serpent by John French. Narrated by Ian Brooker. And a serpent came even to that paradise. From the fall of heaven, compiled from various ancient sources, work prescribed 413.m30. The Magus stared at Thoris. Her arms were red to the elbows, and the white silk of her robe hung heavy with dried blood and fresh sweat. The man at her feet was still alive, twitching in the remains of his skin. Blood ran down the edge of the silver dagger in the Magus's hand. A thick drop formed at its tip, glittering red-black in the burning coal light. Around them the Magus's throng of followers waited, wide-eyed, and unsure of what exactly they were seeing or how exactly they should react. They had done this many times and thought themselves hidden, but Thoris and his priests had simply walked into the centre of the ritual as though they were expected. Looking into the Magus's eyes, Thoris wondered what she saw when she looked back at him. A messenger of the gods? A monster? A revelation? He had shed the dark cloaks that had hidden his form during his journey here, and he stood now as he had upon Darwin, a spindle-limbed figure in rough-spun robes. Gold torques circled his neck and wrists, each worked in the image of a snake with red-jeweled eyes. Five of his priests stood behind him, swathed in pale robes, staffs clutched in scaled fingers. Their red, slitted eyes looked out on the world, unblinking. The cavern around them was iron, a hollow space beneath the great furnaces above. Heat shimmered from the glowing mouths of the kiln vents in the high roof. The cultists had been using it for years, and the spilt blood and muttered prayers itched at the edge of Thoris's senses. He did not like this place. He did not like its iron smell or the dull stink of the mines that infested its forges. He had come here only because it was the will of the gods that this world become theirs, and that it should fall before the war came. It was to be reborn, a high blessing for an unworthy planet. The throng of the Magus's followers that filled the cavern were the beginning, but they had yet to see the true face of those they served. Thoris tilted his head, letting the Magus tremble under his gaze. She was afraid. He could taste it, an edge of fear spicing the human stink in the cavern's air. And why should she not be? She was used to power, to having others obey her commands. Now an emissary of her gods had come to her, and she no longer liked the face of the powers she had knelt to. He knew this was true. He could see it in the mirror of her eyes. "It is coming, exalted one," the ghost voice of his priests whispered in Thoris's mind. He smiled. "Yes, my kin," he responded. "The moment is close. The gods will show us the way." On the floor, the skinned man shuddered, vomited blood, and then went still. The Magus did not look at him, his sacrifice already forgotten. The rest of the kneeling cultists still did not move. The fear coming from them was a raw perfume to Thoris's senses. Cattle. Cattle led by their spite and jealousy. Cattle that nursed their small hatreds and dreamt of taking power from those that ruled them. It was to be expected. Such desires bound mortals to the gods, but they were still little more than beasts waiting for the herdsman's lash. They called themselves the Eightfold Door. They were weak and they were desperate. In their hearts they had never truly believed that their prayers would be answered. "By the blood," the Magus intoned, her voice shaking as she raised the dagger to point at Thoris. "By the 7 silver ways and 5 chalices of night, I bind and command you." Thoris shook his head slowly, never taking his eyes from hers. "Small things," he hissed, taking a step forwards. "Petty things." Around him, whispers and shadows gathered, brushing his skin, filling the cavern. The gods had blessed him, nay, made him for this. From the moment his mother had brought him to the Serpent Lodge, a twisted child with the red eyes of the Chosen, to the time he had seen beyond the doors of sleep and glimpsed the gods beyond, all of it had been preparation. Out beyond the walls of this cavern was a world, and in the sky of that world hung stars, around which other worlds circled in an eternal dance, all sleeping or waiting for a new age that they could not know was coming. That was why the gods had seen him safely across the Sea of Souls, to stand here at this moment, to ready the sleeping Imperium to awaken. The Magus was truly shaking now. Thoris heard the seed of speech in her mind and spoke before she could, his voice a rattling whisper. "Quietness." The Magus did not move or reply, though at his back Thoris sensed his attendant priests shifting. Slowly, he reached across his waist and pulled a blade from the fold of his robes. The handle settled into his fingers. "You are called by the high servants of the gods." He took another step forwards. The gazes of 1,000 eyes brushed his skin. "This world will belong to them." He paused, lips cracking over pointed teeth. "But you... you are mine now." The stillness snapped. The Magus leapt at Thoris, a dagger in her hand. The gathered cultists rose to their feet in a roar. Thoris felt their cries echo through his soul in that endless instant, their rage as hot as a furnace. Across the cavern, other knives were slipping free of sheaths. He could feel it all, each ritually sharpened edge, each uncoiling muscle, each heart surging with fear and hatred. The murder lust bathed him, filled him, and remade him. He slid past the Magus's thrust, and his knife came up and opened her stomach. She fell, blood sheeting down the white silk, mouth gasping for air, mind pleading for mercy as her soul rushed to meet her gods. He felt the shadows whisper in glee as she screamed. Thoris's ghost voice rose into the gathering darkness. "The gods speak." "They speak," his priests echoed as one. A pillar of jagged light stabbed up from amongst them, splitting the gloom with green fire. The 5 priests rose into the air, lightning winding around them in endless coils. Frost spread across the cavern ceiling, strangling the heat from the kiln vents. Where the fire touched the circle of cultists, it burned them to ash. Thoris turned from the collapsing Magus, his hand rising to become a black serpent of smoke. The serpent uncoiled down his arm, winding around his body, his skin burning and freezing at the nether creature's touch. The remaining cultists surged at him, knives raised, eyes wide with fear. He felt the serpent encircle his throat. He opened his mouth to swallow it. A cultist broke from the throng. He was huge, bare-chested and slicked with sweat. Silver rings clattered from folds of skin as he charged. Thoris felt the man's dagger punch between his ribs, felt its point burst his heart. Blood pouring into the cavity of his chest. Fire and ice pulsed through him. He looked down at the fat cultist. The man pulled back to stab at him again, black droplets scattering from the knife as it ripped free. Thoris opened his mouth, feeling his jaws dislocate wider and wider. Shadows spilled from his throat, boiling through the air, coiling around the cultist before his second blow could fall. The black cloud flowed on, twisting through the charging throng. They fell, their eyes blinded by nightmares, sweat turning to frost across their bare skin. Every mind within the cavern screamed. They see it now, thought Thoris, as shrieks ripped from a thousand mouths. They see the primordial truth. That was Serpent by John French, narrated by Ian Brooker. This recording is copyrighted by Games Workshop, 2015.